News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're still rocking and rolling with history. We got some questions coming in on the email. The email is ephistory690@gmail.com. Sammy Sanchez just rang up there. We'll get to him in a minute. But we need to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment.
Something like that.
Produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Alliance.
Say it better. Alliance.
El Paso History Alliance.
That with an accent doesn't make it any better.
Oh.
Anyway, her history moment today is about a hot air balloon ride many years ago in El Paso.
Up, up, and away. El Pasoans got their first view of a hot air balloon when daredevil Professor W.H. Leroy lifts off the little plaza in only a body harness and a trapeze attached to his balloon. Professor Leroy ascends into the clear blue sky, performing acrobatic feats on the trapeze to the delight and the amazement of the audience. At 4,000 feet, the professor yanks on a release strap and free falls from the balloon. Women scream, others gasp as the professor falls. Suddenly, a plume of white silk rises above the professor and he floats slowly down and lands safely across the river in Juarez.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Didn't quite land back in El Paso.
No, he was supposed to land in near where he started off, basically, but ended up because the winds and everything else and the drafts of the mountains got caught and was drifted over about just about across from where UTEP is.
But he didn't crash, which is what they were expecting.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were quite a few of those back in the Victorian
times.
What
happened to his dadgum balloon? Because that's not a cheap balloon in those days.
That was not part of the story. I couldn't find very much about him outside of just the newspaper story in the El Paso Herald Post.
I'll be done. Interesting stuff there. And that's the alliance you do that for with
Bernie.
Bernie's in the middle of that.
The El Paso History Alliance is a Facebook page managed by Max Grossman, and they now have way over 50,000 followers, history stories, pictures, etc. And you can check it out there. And then you can also call Bernie Sargent for more information about the alliance or, to get him history information, period. Then there's also a great history Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When, with over 33,000 members and an archive of thousands of pictures and history managed by Ms. Barbara Given-Bady.
And she's also got some moderators, Craig Hayes, Paul Louie, Ken Weiss, and the infamous Bernie Sargent.
The infamous.
And he's got nothing else to do. He does that as well.
Now, he's been very busy this week.
Oh, I bet he has.
He was painting.
A lot going on there. We got a phone call. We got Sammy Sanchez on. Guys, we got Eric Kappas. You're still here. You didn't go anywhere, did you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and we got Jim Tolbert.
Yeah, we have a question for you. A gentleman, which one was it?
We got a guy.
Was it Jaime?
We'll get to Sammy Sanchez's question online in a second, but we've got a guy named Kiki on the phone. Kiki's on the radio. Kiki, what's up?
Well, I've been listening, and I find it very interesting, and I thought I would mention something that I don't know how it fits into the stories, but in 1957, I helped do some surveying on Edgar Park Road. We were doing some topography for the FAA. They were going to put us in a tramway
To
the beacon up on top of the hill, mountain up there.
Right.
I'm not sure which peak it is.
South Mount Franklin.
We were going to do some triangulation, and we set two stations on the ground by Edgar Park Road. And then we had to go to the top of the mountain where the beacon is to set up the third point for the triangulation. And we hiked up, there was about three of us, we hiked up with Mr. Murphy, who was the engineer with the FAA. We hiked up to the top of the mountain, but on the other side, on the west side.
Right.
And I'm not sure where we started, but it took us a good while, and we got early. We were carrying a tripod, but what we did was we took the tripod apart and used the legs as hiking sticks.
Good idea.
And we got up there, and set up a point up there, and then we set the transit, and then we shot our angle down to the points we put down on Edgar Park Road. We had to get the 3 points. We had to have an angle up there on the top, so we did that. And then we climbed back down. I guess it must have been right after 12 or something when we finally came back down.
Heck of a hike, but yeah.
I don't remember what that peak was, but it was up there by the, I think it was up by the Thunderbird, but I'm not sure.
It is. It's above the Thunderbird. It's
I don't know how that fits into the story,
oh,
but
no, it
was 1957.
It does, because that's not that area up in there is called South Mount Franklin.
And
it's the lower peak. It's the south peak on the south side of Trans Mountain Road. And there's actually a trail going almost all the way up there, but I wouldn't trust that. Yeah, it's the only thing you got. I actually rode that tramway one time with the guy. I can't remember his name, but we put him in the video, Legends of the Mountains. And that guy had to hike up there with a cable. And then they pulled a rope up behind it, and then they pulled another cable up behind it, and they finally pulled up the first cable all the way up there and tied it off somehow and began cooking the tramway pieces. And he said when they got up there, I'm going to ask you the same thing. He said when they got up there, there was a whole bunch of rattlesnakes and a whole bunch of goats. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, I did. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you. Nice talking to you all.
Talk to you later, Kiki.
You take it easy, Kiki.
All right, Kiki.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
That. Bye-bye.
That was Kiki Bustamante. He's been on the show a long, long time ago.
Kiki Bustamante.
Bustamante.
So I'm sure, Jim, you guys have been up to the South Mount Franklin, right, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Several times.
Did you take the Coleman Trail?
Took the Ron Coleman Trail, that's right.
Jim Talbert, tell me where the Ron Coleman Trail begins and ends.
Well, it depends on where you start.
Well, start at one end and go to the other.
Well, you can start in McKilligan Canyon and go that way and get to the ridge and walk north. You'll eventually come down at the Trans Mountain Road.
That's not a simple hike, is it?
No, it's not. But it's a really pleasurable hike. There's a lot of beautiful things there. Of course, everybody knows about the window.
There's a window up there. Well, not everybody
the
does.
The window is where, you know... A section right there in the mountains where you can stand on the west side and look out over East El Paso. Through the mountain, yeah. It's a very thin layer there.
It's actually just a little bit south of those towers, and you can see it from both sides of the mountain. Eric,
yeah, to get there, you have to, there's actually a climb that you have to make. And I understand, you know, now they've got chains or whatever, but you have to scramble up the rocks and... The window was right, almost the last portion of what you had to climb.
Eric, you've been up there?
What was really lovely was getting up there and seeing a beautiful meadow.
A meadow?
A meadow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, before you continue on the Ron Coleman. Just, you know, a desert meadow, but it was beautiful, just beautiful.
I know. I've seen pictures put there. You can find them online. The last few feet up to that window... What are you doing on your phone? Is your cat playing with your phone? Anyway, the last few feet up there, they nailed some chains into the rock. You can actually pull yourself up by the chains. So, Eric, you've got to have been on that one, right?
I've only been up portions. I've been up either end of the Ron Coleman Trail, but I've never made it all the way through.
Same here.
I always turn around and I get distracted by the rocks.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
problem.
Well, 2 days later, yeah.
Eric, what impresses you about the Franklins? I mean, talk about the rocks you like to look at. You got the sea rocks with sea urchins embedded in them just above Scenic Drive at the point. You got that going on down there. What do you show people? The road cut up in Trans Mountain, or what interests you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, other than what I said about, you know, all the different types of rocks that are exposed, don't forget, Franklin Mountain State Park is the largest urban state park in North America. It's like 40 square miles.
Oh, yeah.
It's monstrous. And so there's so much to see, but... personally, I geek out about footprints and stuff like that, but professionally, I study fossilized behavior. So I'm sure you're going to bring up the dinosaur tracks.
Oh yes, we are.
Dinosaur tracks are fossil behavior. I don't look for bones. I don't get all jazzed about bones. I get jazzed about evidence of behavior. And I'm lucky enough that no one else cared about that here before me. And so it's open turf for me. And I'm finding fossil behavior, we call them trace fossils, in all the layers here. And remember, I said we have layers from almost all the time periods going back, you know, over a billion years. And so I'm just geeking out about trace fossils everywhere.
That's
what I show people.
We will get to Krista Ray in a minute. Turn your radio down. There's one of you's got a radio going on there. Kill that if you don't mind. But one thing, we do have a caller named John. We can get to John. We'll get to Krista Ray in a bit, and we'll have to tell people who found the dinosaur tracks. We know who that is. All right, talking to John on the radio, you got Eric Kappas, PhD dude, and you got Jim Tolbert, who's just a really good hiker.
Yes, good morning. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
Would I be able to talk to my good friend Diego?
Diego, there he is.
There he is.
Well, hello.
Hi.
I'm well.
Your good friend John from Central.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at the official event guide for 2019, and I was reading the painting, the name of the painting, Desert Mountain Blue Jay. I had to search for the blue jay. I finally found it.
Yeah.
I'll let the rest of the audience look for it if they have the official guide.
But once you find it, you can't not miss it every time you look at it, right?
It's a blue jay. Yeah.
It's a blue jay, but it's kind of, you gotta search real hard for it. I finally found it.
You know that's a painting, right?
Yeah, it's a painting. At first, I thought it was a photograph, but it is a painting. It's real good.
It's a portrait of rocks. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it right now. It's an amazing.
And there's a blue jay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cool.
Okay. This is what I was going to ask my good friend Diego.
Diego.
Is the organization printing out the a hardcover of the 2020 official guide this year?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. It's actually going to have a completely new look this year.
Okay.
What we decided is that the descriptions of the events are better found on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is we're having a gatefold brochure that will show all of our hikes and the times for them, and even has a little code for what kind it is. You know, like, is it a hike? Is it a nature study? Is it history, whatever? And we've got that in there. Of course, our sponsors. And it's just a whole different thing. Of course, the gatefold, once it folds in, that'll be another Robert Carlson picture.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I didn't quite understand. Could you just repeat it so I can make sure I understand? There is no hardcover this year? Is that what it is?
There's not going to be like you're used to, the little kind of booklet style.
Yes, a booklet,
Okay. Yeah, instead of that, it's going to be what's called a gatefold brochure.
Okay.
And what the gatefold means is that it is at the middle of the page, it opens, the flaps open up.
Okay,
and
I
so,
got you. I understand.
Yeah, and so there you'll see all the events listed.
Yes,
you'll see what kind of events they are. What's that?
Okay. Yes, I understand what it is now.
Yes.
Is it still going to be free for the public?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they going to be on display or for at the libraries? There are no libraries anymore.
The libraries are closed. Yeah, we're looking around right now. I can tell you where one of them is going to be. It's going to be on your front porch.
All right. So you know where thank you. I'll be looking for it.
Thanks a lot.
That's good. Okay. All right. Thank you, Diego. I'm going to be listening for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
The rest of the program.
Thanks for calling.
You take care. Also, whose front porch are we talking about here? Your front porch, Jim?
No. We'll put it on John's.
I think he's
going
to go
there,
yeah.
Okay. I don't think I need to know any more than that. We got to take a break here. We got Prince on hold, so we're going to have to take a breath before we talk to Prince. But one quick question did come in. Are there any four-wheel drive roads around the Franklins anybody can take? I think those are all on the park and they're closed. Am I right? You can't take a four-wheeler anywhere around in the park,
can you? They're pretty protected, I believe.
gentlemen? You don't know?
No, I can't think of any place where you can do that.
A close second to, true off-roading is the Powerline Road. There's a Powerline Road that runs north-south that's kind of just outside of the park boundary, especially in the north, on the west side. And the way that I know to access it is just north of Vinton. You get off at the Vinton exit, and there's a dirt road that goes up past the dam.
Ah, okay.
And you can get up to the Powerline Road, and it's quote-unquote four-wheeling. I wouldn't take my Honda Civic up there, that's for sure.
Okay, you take it up there once, and that's it.
Yeah,
and never get
halfway.
Back. Yeah, you got it. All right, gentlemen, thank you. Well, hold on here. We'll come back and talk further. We've got Dr. Eric Kappas on hold here, and also we've got Jim Tolbert. And I want to thank our control room crowd, the extensive control room people.
All that crowd in there.
They're all named Andrew J. Polk. Thank you, Andrew, for doing a big duty in there this
They've
morning.
They've been genetically, made copies of them?
Legacy
yeah.
dude in
legacy,
there.
Legacy, yeah.
But also, you need to understand, on a Saturday morning, you can tune in at 9 a.m. and hear Andrew's
That's
program,
right.
Talk El Paso. And there's a whole lot of topics he covers.
Cool, relevant stuff, things that are happening every day.
Talking about El Paso. It's
Get
an
out
interesting
there and complain.
Thing.
Talk to Andrew.
Congratulations, Andrew. You've made it so far today, almost until noon. You got about a half an hour and change to go. So what do you got?
And I have one more question from another Facebook person about the artifacts that may have been found of the Native Americans that are natives that were here in the area before. We always talk about rocks and dinosaurs and such, but we don't talk about if their relics were found in some of these caves or up in the mountains here.
Well, you're not supposed to touch them now because they're all
No, but I meant in the past they've found stuff. I know they've found it had in some of the History Museum and the Archaeology Museum.
Well, they have something called El Paso Polychrome Vessels. Maybe that we'll talk about that after the break. Hey, Prince, hang on. We'll be back in a minute. The number is?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
A grand in your hand.
That would help out a ton.
Winner.
Amazing.
After winner.
This will be very helpful.
After winner.
Definitely keep me going until I hopefully go back to work soon.
You could be next.
This helps a lot.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you by Comfort Keepers. In life, you learn an important message. Your age doesn't define you. You do. Comfort Keepers. Elevating the human spirit. ComfortKeepers.com.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Forgotten, Women of Juarez, investigates a series of murdered women that have haunted the U.S.-Mexico border for almost 30 years. The crimes suggest a wider conspiracy.
The fact that a lawyer is murdered in such a public way or call it an execution indicates that we're talking about something very big behind these murders.
Dive into the mystery and listen to Forgotten Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you feel trapped in your old car?
Can I get out of here?
Held captive by high payments?
Please, get me out of here!
Viva Ford will help you escape! Viva Ford will buy your trade during the Great Escape Trade Event! Come swap out your old vehicle for a new one and drive away with a lower payment, like a new 2020 Ford F-150 XL for only $439 a month, plus get 0% financing, or a new 2020 Ford Ranger XL, $399 a month, or a new 2020 Ford Fusion S, an unbelievably low $289 a month. Get up to $1,000 customer cash, $500 military appreciation, 0%. Viva Ford wants your trade so bad, we'll buy it. Do you feel trapped in your old car, held captive by high payments? Viva Ford will help you escape during the Great Escape Trade Event. Rush to Viva Ford, 5550 North Desert Boulevard.
Call 915-834-2810.
Find your Ford at vivaford.com.
Some buyers may not qualify. See dealer for details.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs honest media. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every weeknight, you can watch Greg Kelly rip the media's hypocrisy. Plus, see Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find it on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, Uverse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Or just check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Watch it today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on now. People calling like crazy. We still got to get to Sammy's question on ephistory690@gmail.com. I'll cue you in, guys. We got some announcements right now. But be thinking about what kind of volcanoes we've had around here. You mentioned a couple of big ones. And do they have names? We'll get to that in a second.
Yes.
I need to tell you what's coming here next week. We've got next week, August the 8th, we're going to review the Wigwam Museum on San Antonio Street. That's downtown. And Bonnie Juarez is going to be our guest. Going to explain what goes on there, what's the big deal, and how long did John Wesley Hardin own the building?
Yeah.
He did for a while, right?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Also, second hour, oddly enough, and how connected can this be, Patricia Kidney's coming in about John Wesley Hardin's demise.
She'll know how long he owned the building,
too. Oh, I bet so. He died in August of 1895 of lead poisoning, rapidly, four times four, and Patricia will explain that, but also the Wigwam is hour one, and Hardin's demise hour two. That's August the 8th. August the 15th, First Lady of El Paso, Adair Margot. She's written a book about the Lydia Patterson Institute. On the program to explain that history, and she's bringing one of Lydia Patterson's historians with her. That'll be interesting on August 15th. Okay, August 22. Are you ready for this?
Yay.
Buckle up for this one. What was the Pueblo Revolt?
Yeah.
That was a big chunk of El Paso history. August of 1680, all northern New Mexico Native Americans turned on the Spanish conquerors, killed many of them. The battle raged for days up there in all those churches and pueblos, and actually they're the little forts that they had.
Yeah.
The Spanish managed to get out of there, ran down to Camino Real to guess where? El Paso.
And it, south.
That yes. wasn't even harmonious.
Yeah.
But they came down here, and they cleaned out all the places on their way down. We're going to ask New Mexico and Texas historian Troy Ainsworth. They're going to guide us through all that stuff. A lot of major history there on everything up and down the Camino Real, including how did the Spanish go back?
Yeah.
They tried once and got kicked out again. Anyway, they finally got up there and regained their territory, made some deals, and that's why the Indians have casinos.
That's right.
We'll get to that.
I think that was a lot later.
Well, but it all traveled.
But it all happened
It
that
all
way.
Traveled down that same path.
That's right.
Anyway, August 29, Bernie Sargent, captain of the BS. Back with more A to Z history. Okay, you got something to do?
Well, I wanted to mention, I gave a clue earlier. Pepe's is now open and after their vacation, and they're ready to serve you great New Mexican cuisine. And you can dine in or curbside pickup, and they're located at 6761 Donovan Drive in Canutillo. Visit their Facebook page to see their menu or give them a call at 915-877-2152.
Tell them Melissa sent you.
Yes.
See what happens. We got people on hold here. We've got Jim Tobel. You're still parked there, aren't you?
I'm here.
Oh, parked there. Okay, we also got Eric Dr. Cap.
I'm here.
Okay, Eric Dr. Cap. Everybody ready for Prince McKenzie? Hey, Prince, what's up?
Hi there. Good program.
Thank
really
you,
interesting.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to these tours. I've got a question for Eric. My father was a geologist, and he explored the Franklin Mountains with a whole lot of detail, and he tracked down every legend of buried gold all the way to Victoria Peak.
Oh my!
Farther north, but
wow.
Anyway, he did some sampling and testing of the tin mine to see if there was any possibility of developing it and this was in the 1950s. But what he did was that I thought was unusual was he discovered a deposit of high-grade iron ore on the west side. Are you familiar with that, Eric?
No. Is it in Tom May's unit? Where do you know
okay.
where he found it?
I'm sorry, not the west side. I'm sorry, the east side, and it's like a third to a half a mile west of the power plant.
Wow. That's almost not on the map.
I don't know of an iron deposit.
Well, what he did was he built a road from the highway, which was Dyer Street, and because the military wouldn't let him use the war road, and but anyway, then he laid a concrete slab across the gas line. And so that trucks hauling the iron ore, you know, wouldn't put any pressure on the gas line. And he built this road up to it, and then he mined it for about a year, hauled several train carloads, down to a siding, a dock on the railroad. And then the Southern Pacific Railroad shipped this ore to East Texas, and they would not give him a good shipping rate. The iron mill and foundry or steel mill liked it, but they were willing to buy it, but he couldn't get a good shipping rate out of the Southern Pacific Railroad. And now that I understand how the railroads work, I understand the problem. If that line out, the rail line out there is Southern Pacific, but if he could have gotten it to the other side of the mountain, then he could have put it on the Santa Fe Railroad and sent it to the steel mill, the famous old steel mill in Pueblo, Colorado,
Prince,
which was actually a lot closer.
Prince, this is your father? This was your father?
Hello?
Prince, this is your father did this?
Yeah, this is my father.
Wow.
And so he abandoned the mine after working it for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. But at any rate, when he went down to file the claims in the courthouse for the area that he was mining, then he discovered that in the county map room, he discovered that had been filed in 1914 by some earlier miners.
Wow.
And they had tried to mine it then, but of course it was just too far and too inaccessible, and probably the railroads also gave them the same problem.
I never heard about this before, Prince. This is unusual. Can you write this up for, like, password?
Here's what I think happened.
Prince, write this up for password, and then we can all share the information. I never heard of this before. This is great.
Well,
go ahead. Make it quick.
I think what the city did was the city gave away a land swap to Job. And Job has a big quarry operation in the same area now.
Ah,
does that look familiar, Eric?
Yes,
what I'm thinking is Job requested this land swap so that they could get this iron ore for ornamental. They could sell it off as ornamental stone.
Is he doing that now?
Job is operating this big quarry. I can't get in to see if they're cutting out iron or what. But
do you think he knows it? Do you think Job knows it?
Oh, I'm sure they know it. My father showed me where it was.
Interesting.
And it's right there where that big quarry is.
Sure.
And it was a real interesting deal that took place about, about 4 or 5 years ago, where the city made this really big land swap
with
Job.
We got to move on here, Prince, but that's a heck of a... Write that up for password, would you? I never heard of it before. That's unusual.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. You take
care.
We got to take a break here. We got some more people on hold here to call, and we got lots to do here with Eric Kappas on the phone here and Jim Talbot. Jim, had you ever heard that story about iron ore in the Franklins?
It's the first time I've heard it.
Same here, dude. Oh, yeah, very unusual. All right, we'll take a break. Come back in a minute. See you in a minute.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
If you want to get your business on the radio and you don't need help from a professional, you really need to check out iHeartAdBuilder.com. Not only is it extremely affordable, online, customizable, and heard by 9 out of 10 Americans every month, it's just so easy. You can even make your own radio ad all from your smartphone, wherever you are. Click, listen, approve, and get your ad on air. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com. That's iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Find out the best tips and techniques to get your home sold and get the latest in real estate trends this week with your host, Brian Birds, Sunday at 7:30 on El Paso's news radio station, 690 KTSM AM.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs honest media. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every weeknight, you can watch Greg Kelly rip the media's hypocrisy. Plus, see Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find it on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Or just check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Watch it today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here, people on hold. Stay there for a minute. Got to tell you, this week, what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
You're going to have to kill time.
Oh, my God.
You got me caught up in the volcanoes.
I'll read yours. How about, it always happens like this. It comes right after the top of the second.
No,
okay, this week, you ready? This week only in El Paso, Inc. Inc. Read it.
It says somewhere.
All right, with COVID-19's impact in mind, City Council intends to hold the line on property taxes this year. The latest on the city budget. I'll read my line. A historic Trost House in central El Paso spent just 3 days on the market. The owners talk about the restoration and the unexpected buzz.
Health experts are here.
Here.
Health experts say healing from trauma is not linear and can be re-triggered by anniversary events. But reflecting is also part of the healing process. And El Paso will be doing that this week.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso, Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso, Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
1 year ago, El Pasoans faced the darkest day in history. Now, 1 year later, ABC7 Sunday Extra host Saul Sines takes a look back. Extra will dedicate the 30-minute program to stories both uplifting and those that pull at your heartstrings as El Paso continues to recover from the August 3rd Cielo Vista Walmart massacre.
Join host Saul Sines, ABC 7 Extra, airs Sunday nights at ABC 7 at 10.
Okay, got a caller on the phone. We also have the volcano question. Do we have named volcanoes around here, gentlemen? Eric Kappas and Jim Tolbert. Name a volcano.
Kilburn Hall. That's my favorite.
Ah, okay. That's a volcano. And you got a tour going out there.
Yeah. Myself and another board member of Celebration of Our Mountains, Paul Galvan, we're going to drive out there, and it's our youngest volcano in the region. It's only, here, only in quotes, it's only 20,000 years old.
20,000? Oh, okay, okay.
So that's our youngest volcano, but what the two awesomest things about it is, first, you can find the August birthstone there by the pound. It's called Peridot.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can go collect, there is literally, you know, thousands of tons of Peridot out there. So that's one really cool thing. The other thing is that's where the Apollo astronauts trained in the early 70s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Range Rover out there or something.
That's cool.
Also.
You really shouldn't pick that stuff up. That's BLM land. And I mean the original BLM.
Oh, you can collect, on BLM land, you can collect, I think, 50 pounds of rock every 2 weeks or something like that. So you're allowed to collect out there.
Oh, my God. You can fill your pockets full of it. Okay,
so I'm going out for rock.
We're going to get to Crystal Ray almost, but we got Raul on the phone. Raul, thank you for waiting. What's up?
You know, several things. These guys rock. Jim Tolbert.
How original.
Raul, shame on you.
These lovers and protectors of our mountains are among my favorite people in this community.
They're good.
I can't believe that you guys haven't been to the top of North Franklin Mountain Peak. I have. I've also been to what I consider probably the most beautiful spot in the Franklins, Whispering Springs. Have you guys ever been there?
Where's that?
Right off of Trans Mountain Road on the east side of the mountain.
Box
Canyon. It is unbelievably gorgeous, and I've been all over the Franklin.
There's trees up there and a spring and everything.
Dr. Eric Kappas also took us to Kilburn Hole. It was an awesome field trip. I highly recommend it. Jim Eichholt took us to see the Tin Mines.
Oh, yeah.
And two quick questions. Was there ever a time that, had there been people around, that they could have seen the Franklins rising? And what was the most significant and or violent geological event in El Paso's history?
Ooh, good questions.
Oh, so I don't know about seeing the Franklins rise, but remember, we live in the Rio Grande Rift, which is active. Our continent's trying to break in half right now. And so you could say every year the mountain gets higher, but it might only be a few millimeters. And usually it moves in jumps and lurches, right, associated with an earthquake. And that leads into the answer for your second question. If you ask me, excluding volcanic eruptions and stuff in the distant past, you know, since people have been here in the region, it's possible that the most violent event was Crazy Cat Mountain sliding down off of the top of, I guess, around Comanche Peak in the Franklins. And so there was a very large landslide. Nobody knows exactly when it happened, but it was a couple million years ago, so just a little bit before people arrived.
There you go.
But we did experience our first, well, if you ask me, our first real earthquake this past year.
Oh,
yeah, that one, that was fun.
Over near Marfa or somewhere?
No.
It was east of here in frack land. So I think, I'm pretty sure it's associated with fracking. But I felt it in my apartment. My whole apartment started to shake, and my cats went and hid under the couch. And I think it was in April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
I think it's what it was.
Last April.
There you go, Raul.
I thought it was exciting. I was sitting at my office desk.
Raul,
and I was like,
Raul,
California.
Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate it.
You bet. Great show, guys.
Thanks a
lot.
As
always. Thank you.
You take it easy. Well, you mentioned Crystal Ray. Let's talk about Crystal Ray for a minute. Because the Crystal Ray formations, that was kind of sudden or not? Was that a quick thing? We weren't around 45 million years ago, but...
Yeah, I don't think it was a very fast thing. So after the Sierra de Juarez formed, you know, along with the Rockies, the pressure relaxed. And I already mentioned this before about Waco tanks. So magma blobs came up and pierced up through the crust when the squishing relaxed. And Mount Crystal Ray was one of those. It was a magma blob that pushed its way up into sedimentary rocks or, you know, dirt and sand from the age of dinosaurs. And then the whole thing eroded for a long time. And so today we have the mountain, which is made of the
the cooled magma, and then around the base of the mountain are sedimentary rocks from the age of dinosaurs. And of course, hopefully everybody knows by now that there are dinosaur footprints, hundreds and hundreds of dinosaur footprints all around the base of Mount Crystal Ray.
You won't be surprised to know that we have a clip.
Today, Crystal Ray is a perfect geology teaching lab, thanks to the erosion that revealed the magma intrusion, and thanks to a rock quarry 100 years ago that exposed some layers of history.
So this is a quarry, a shale and sandstone quarry, and it hasn't been used for about 50 years, and they run east-west, there's several of them, and you can see the rocks all been ripped out.
In 2002, a geology student at the University of Texas at El Paso named Eric Kappas made a world-class discovery in a quarry at Mount Crystal Ray. Dinosaur tracks. Lots and lots of dinosaur tracks.
Around Mount Crystal Ray, there's about 1,000 dinosaur footprints that I've seen. These layers here, they're all broken up and faulted. I don't know if you can, there's big cracks in everything, but you can see that the layers are like my hands. And if you look down and over, you can see which way the layers go. And so they were pushed up like my hands. And Mount Crystal Ray is right over there. So as it bulged up, it pushed all this stuff up and then it shifted and settled. And then they came through and they quarried. And fortunately for us, quarries expose the rock much more quickly than erosion. And so things like dinosaur footprints get preserved. And that's what this is right here. It's broken, but you can see there's three toes. And this is actually the biggest track of this type. It's called Magno Avipes. And it was from a carnivorous dinosaur that lived way before T-Rex. T-Rex would have had this guy for lunch.
Yeah, T-Rex would have had you for lunch if you'd been there, Eric. So Eric Kappas.
He was he'd be an appetizer.
He's the guy that discovered the dinosaur tracks on a wall. That's what was weird, right?
Yeah.
They were standing up.
Yeah, the layers are all pushed up vertical. And what's interesting, you know, that when did we make that movie? Oh, 17 years ago?
Yes.
So what's interesting is that site has a bunch of those same dinosaur tracks from those carnivores, and they're all different sizes, and they're all heading the same direction. And so now that site is famous to people who study dinosaurs because that was the first evidence of family behavior in those dinosaurs. And after that site was published, all the dinosaur track nerds went and re-examined all the sites with these theropod footprints and are now interpreting them as being family dinosaurs.
So you have tours coming up, Jim Talbert, to these tracks somewhere? Hello, Jim.
Oh, do we lose Jim again? I can answer that.
The cat got Jim again. Jim, call back if the cat got you. He's got a bunch of cats at his house. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Eric.
I can answer. We do have a trip. I think it's Rob Rohrbaugh from El Paso Community College is taking a tour of the Crystal Ray foothills on September 20th. And Rob's awesome.
Okay.
He's enthusiastic, he's knowledgeable, and he teaches introductory college students, so he can really explain the geology well, and he's really good at naming things. He named one canyon there Taco Canyon because there's a rock in there that looks like a taco.
A rock that looks like a taco. Jim, we lost you for a second there. Your cat must have got your phone, but we did talk about the dinosaur tours on September the 20th. Crystal Ray, that's cool.
I have a question, or more of a statement than anything else. One thing I just happened to think about is there was a statement on here about New Mexico parks are closed to Texans. I mean, if you go into New Mexico, you can't go to any of their parks. You can't go any of the places up there.
You have to camp out for 2 weeks in quarantine.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got an opportunity to see our wonderful mountains in many different ways. So here's a great opportunity.
Look at the ones in Texas. We got to take one more break, guys. Come back and wrap up.
I address that?
Please, quick.
Number one, it's only the state parks up there that are closed to us. As far as the quarantine is concerned, we've been keeping our eyes on that and what's been really going on up there. And no, nobody is preventing Texans from going up there and doing a day hike and coming back.
People, I'll argue that point because at Elephant Butte, they were turning people away from Elephant Butte if they had Texas plates.
They have hike schedule there.
That's a state park.
No, I'm just saying.
That's a state park.
Jim has checked into it.
People away from state parks.
Oh, okay.
I'd go with Jim because Jim has Celebration of the Mountains and He's not here. I can't get him. You I can look at. So there. All right, we can take a break one more time, come back and wrap up how to get hold of a hike if you need a hike. And we'll clear up this thing about the state parks. What do you think? All right.
I was just looking at the state rep. So.
Well, what do they say?
Well, go ahead. No, we'll go on. It may be an older information. I want to make sure it's current.
I expect Jim to be on top of this. All right, back in just a moment.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Forgotten, Women of Juarez, investigates a series of murders that have haunted the U.S.-Mexico border for almost 30 years. To find out more, listen to Forgotten, Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a podcast from the world's smartest and funniest comics and writers. It gets you caught up on the news without grinding you down.
There's so many like simultaneous threads of history that I feel like are coming together at once that I'm like, which one am I going to
pick? Yeah, let's live through all the history at once.
It sounds like a TikTok challenge. Live through all the history at once challenge.
Twice a day, they tell you everything you need to know about American culture without crushing your soul. Listen to The Daily Zeitgeist on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. Growwealthsafely.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And Dr. Eric Kappas and Jim Talbot. I'll tell you real quick, guys, Camino Real series down there at San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society, September 6th at 4 p.m., Honorable Council of Spain, Martha Vetta, talking about that blue nun chick. That is so bizarre.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get a hold of Borrego and see if they're still doing that, because who knows what's going on anymore. But you got a quick announcement?
I don't.
Okay. Then
no. Oh, wait. No, I do take it back. Keystone Heritage Park, now with the gardens, were open and from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. every day but Monday. And August 3rd, around 5 p.m., they're going to have a memorial service for the victims of the tragedy of the last year's shooting at Kmart.
Ciela Vista. Do you have a thing going on at Keystone for the mountains?
Yes, we do, but I couldn't see it on the list. Jim knows that one.
9 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be 9 a.m. on the 24th of October.
24th, there you go.
Well, it actually begins at 7:30 a.m. We're going to have a birding trip that we're going to be doing there at the wetlands, and then followed by, again, Eric is going to be looking at the plants there. And to top it off, I believe Bernie Sargent is going to top it off with some history.
You got October 24th, 7:30 to noon, at the Kevin Von Finger Bonanza.
Calling it the Kevin Von Finger Bonanza.
I mean, Kevin was a great guy.
I was thinking about him the other day. So.
Yeah, indeed.
He was.
All right, guys, you got about a minute each. What's to know about this? CELEB MTNS.org, Celebration of Our Mountains, if you want to look it up on a Google thing. And you've got all these hikes listed there, right, Jim?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Do you want to throw out your phone number and have a million people call you? No? Maybe.
Oh, I don't mind.
Go ahead.
Or just email celebmountains@gmail.com.
Okay. Eric, wrap up from you. You're doing a bunch of these hikes yourself, aren't you? You're leading them?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, that's why Southwest University pays me the big bucks.
Ah!
Right? They want me out there leading field trips.
How's that going?
I get to do whatever I want, take anybody I want, wherever I want.
As long as we
there's
say...
There's something for everybody. You know, it's not just geology.
But as long as we say Southwest University with Eric Kappas.
Yeah, ding,
that's
ding,
right.
Ding, ding.
There you go.
No, you say Southwest University with Eric.
Yeah, but and then
I'm teasing.
The cash register goes off. Well, Eric, I appreciate what you do, and you are the guy that found the dinosaur tracks, and the geology department isn't somebody you would expect to find tracks, but you were the tracker, and I remember you walking across the desert with no shoes tracking a fox. That was nuts watching you do that. And then we saw
the
fox.
You know, I only found those tracks because I went to tracking school. And something they say in geology at UTEP in all my classes is you find what you're looking for. And I've been looking for tracks for 20 years now. And so it shame on me if I didn't notice giant dinosaur tracks.
Yeah. And that was great. You were told to go sit in the corner, no, or something like that, right? You were somebody.
Yeah, I was in timeout. Yeah, my structural geology professor Chris Andronikos, who I love now, he put me in timeout, and that's when I found the tracks.
Yep. You were staring at this wall and wondering what is that, and you could figure it out because you're tracking. But that's amazing. And I in that video, you couldn't obviously see it on radio. We don't do that very well, but it's a Mount Crystal Ray video that we put up. That's online for free if somebody wants to go see that. You go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV, and you can see that for free and watch Eric go wandering around the desert. You were barefoot that day, as a matter of fact. I did a wide shot to make sure we could see you walking across the desert. And you put your boots in your backpack when we went to the 10 mines. I'm thinking, okay, I think that was the first time I went hiking. We were like, okay, this guy's different. And certainly you are, because then he found the dinosaur
tracks.
And
he used to be so quiet.
No, he wasn't. Never was quiet.
Yes, he was.
He was just demure.
Shy.
In the corner looking at dinosaur tracks.
I remember he was only, you know, knee high.
No, he was always
about that's how long we've all known him.
Tall, thin dude. Well, Jim Talbert, thanks for being with us here. This is kind of fun.
Well,
and thank you for doing what you do.
Thanks for having us again.
Oh, sure.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you both for taking care of our mountains and continuing the celebration. And I hope you get the big salary for being executive director there, Jim.
No, it's huge.
You can start laughing now. Now, these are volunteer positions, but
I'm still looking for that gold at Hit Canyon.
Okay, they'll go find it, but don't tell the state park you did it, because otherwise they'll lock you up. Anyway, life goes on, gentlemen.
Word.
Thank you very much. Melissa, should we come back next week and do this again?
I think we should, yeah. We've got some more interesting topics coming up next week.
Yeah, we're going to do Bonnie Waters next week with the Wigwam Museum and then the Hot Hurtin' thing. And Andrew Polk in there in the control room, thanks again for doing
what you do.
Thank you, Andrew. Sticking around and making us get on
here. He's a good boy.
He's a legacy child. So
smack him.
All right, guys, thanks again for being here. We'll see you out on the mountains, up on the trail. And if you hike at night, flash the light around and give me a code so I know it's you. Would you?
SOS. Come get me.
Indeed. And on the audience here, thank you guys for putting up with us. We do appreciate it. We'll see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show. Hey, we did that together.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.